Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy CJ Mello, or just Mello, whatever you want to call me. Welcome back to another lovely episode. Last week I didn't do an episode. I feel like I need to take a little break. I did drop, you know, DC Comics 101 Meet the Beatles, also basically based on the Blue Beatles. If y'all want to read that, hit that back up last week. And I also dropped the limited series that's coming out in this last couple weeks, issue one of the Blue Beetle. Those are going to be five issues, or six. I can't remember now. Shoot, my mind's going blank. But I believe it's six issues. I did drop those out last week, so y'all want to check those out. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm in a new community now called Good Pods Podcast Community. Go check them out. There's a lot of good people out there just putting out their own content, you know? Anything you're into. Wrestling, comics, horror, documentaries, mystery documentaries, stuff like that. But in this episode, we're going to talk about Henry Cavill, all that's going on with him, with DC, Warhammer, Amazon, all that good stuff. I'm going to talk about the new Spider-Man trailer that came out. That was phenomenal. That was awesome. The last thing I believe Kevin Conroy did before he passed. Or I don't know if it was the final, but I think it was one of the final things he did before he passed. And we're gonna talk about Ash and Pikachu leaving the series. Yeah, y'all heard that. You heard me. Ash go, bye, 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 bye. And then we get two new characters. So, y'all ready? You know what I'm saying? Hit that subscribe on the show. Hit that like on the show. Drop the comments on the show. Anywhere you listen to this podcast, show the love. Always and forever. You know what it is. One love. But yo, let's get this show started. You know? Welcome everybody to the Mello Fellow. I don't know why I keep saying Mello Fellow. I don't know why I keep doing that. Mello Podcast, where we talk about anything comics, gaming, movie, comic related, trailers, games, whatever the hell I feel like it, essentially. But this week was news out the woodworks. One, let's start with Henry Cavill has been fired by the new co-CEO James Gunn of DC Studios. Now, I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to put my thoughts into it, and let's see, what it is. It says, DC Studios co-CEO James Gunn has confirmed that Superman will be part of his and Peter Safran's future plans, but not played by Henry Cavill. In a series of tweets posted on Wednesday night, Gunn confirmed that Cavill is not attached to play Clark Kent or Superman in the initial stages of the plans, as the films will be following younger iteration of the character. Subsequent reports reveal that Gunn will be writing the script for the Superman movie himself, and that while it will not be an origin story, it will center around a younger Superman when he arrives to Metropolis. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Gunn is attached to write the script, but could potentially direct it, depending on his schedule at DC Studios. And I'm quoting James Gunn right now. Peter and I have a DC slate ready to go, which we couldn't be more over the moon about. We'll be able to share some exciting information about our first projects at the beginning of the new year. Gunn's tweets read, among those on the slate is Superman. The initial stages, our story will be focusing on an earlier part of Superman's life. So the character will not be played by Henry Cavill, but we just had a great meeting with Henry and we're big fans, and we talked about a number of exciting possibilities to work together in the future. So essentially, he didn't close the door, but Henry kind of did, you know, in his own words, so to speak. I am writing and have been for a while, later Gunn confirmed. We do not know who is directing it yet. So basically, in a way, we're basically rebooting shit again. Because when Black Adam came out, we were like, oh, Henry Cavill's back. He's back as Superman. Oh, let's go. Because you saw at the end of Black Adam, this ain't a fucking spoiler movie. It's not on HBO Max. Watch it. Deal with it. At the end of the movie, the mid-credit scenes, after the movie ends, it shows Superman pulling up to Black Adam saying, there has been someone that's been has caused this much ruckus in a while. Basically, he was talking about himself. And then it looked like they were about to fight, but then they cut it. So, and then Henry Cavill, a few days later, was like, yeah, I'm back. And now, since, but also, this is before James Gunn and Peter Safran took over as DC co-CEOs of DC Studios. So, and also initially, Warner Brothers didn't want Henry back. Dwayne Johnson had to fight for him to come back. You know, Dwayne was like, no, I want him in here. I want to bring him back into this. We got to do this. Now, I know for a fact that Dwayne is not happy that Henry's not back as Superman, because he fought for him to come back. Now he's gone. Now, will there be a reboot? Essentially, to me, this is a reboot. Because you bring in young, it may not be an origin story, but you're bringing in a younger, you have to bring in a younger kid person to play Superman for his early life in Metropolis. Like, I guess before he got with Lois and all that stuff like that, before they got married, before they had children and all that good stuff. I get that. But all this work, we all been wanting Henry Cavill back. And then y'all say, no, bye-bye, get the hell out of here. So, which is, it's annoying. But you know what? I can't hate on James Gunn and Peter Safran, because essentially, Henry Cavill is not, it's their Superman in the sense that they didn't bring him in. Then they're not telling, they want to tell their version of Superman's story. And like I said, there could be future stuff happening with them. So maybe we get rid of him as Superman, he could be something else. Because also I'm hearing that fucking, Jason Momoa wants to play Lobo. What? So what happens with Aquaman then? So instead, because Flashpoint's supposed to be, hopefully it's still coming. Later on in 2023, I think mid-2023, the Flashpoint movie is supposed to be coming. That would be the best way to essentially, like I just read in one of the episodes, flip the script. Change everybody's story. Start from the beginning. That's your best way to go about it. Start it after Flashpoint. Because then that way you can really just start over. Now, Black Adam was, if you want to hear my review, I did that about a month ago. It wasn't a bad movie. I mean, were some things about it that you could be like, eh, yeah, but it wasn't a bad movie. It just sucks that you fight to get a character back. And for a while, he was like, I really don't want to do it again. But you got him back. Everyone got excited. Maybe see a Superman, Black Adam fight situation going. And then now he's gone. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Black Adam ain't even coming back. Black Adam is not coming back. That movie was not good enough for him to get a second movie. So, is what it is. Now I'm going to read what Henry had said after he met with James Gunn and Peter Safran. He said, I have just had a meeting with James Gunn and Peter Safran. And it's sad news, everyone. I will, after all, not be returning as Superman. After being told by the studio to announce my return back in October prior to their hire, this news isn't the easiest, but that's life. The changing of the guard is something that happens. I respect that. James and Peter have a universe to build. I wish them and all involved with the new universe the best of luck and the happiest of fortunes. For those who have been by my side through the years, we can mourn for a bit, but we must remember, Superman is still around. Everything he stands for still exists, and the examples he sets for us are still there. My turn to wear the cape has passed, but what Superman stands for never will. It's been a fun ride with you all, onwards and upwards. That's cool. I like that. I like the fact that he was like, you know what? It is what it is. I understand it. I can't control it. But we just got to keep moving forward. Hopefully the next Superman will be just as good, if not better, than I was. Because, as we said, this was the best Superman we've ever gotten, besides Christopher Reeves, back in the 80s. So, I'm excited. But what we're going to talk about next, I'm not into, but I know a lot of friends that are into this whole series / genre of Warhammer 40K. I'll be back in a second. Alright, we're back. So, for all my Warhammer 40K people out there. Yeah, I guess Amazon bought the rights to create a Warhammer 40K cinematic universe. And Henry Cavill is going to be executive producing and starring in it in a major way. Like, it's funny. Like, literally, he gets fired from DC Studios. Like, I think it was 1 or 2 days later. Me and my coworker were talking about this. So, yesterday. Because, yeah. So, jeez. Well, so Thursday, me and my coworker were talking about, oh, what if Henry Cavill... Well, we brought up, what if Henry Cavill comes into... stars in a Warhammer 40K movie or show. Because he said Henry Cavill admits that he loves Warhammer. So like, oh, all right, that's cool, yeah. I mean, I know nothing about Warhammer. And as you know, I leave work, I check my phone, what do I see? Exactly that. Henry Cavill is now working with Netflix on executive producing and starring in the Warhammer 40K cinematic universe. I was like, what the hell? Did like he just read this off his mind or something? Because literally, as soon as I left work, that's when the news broke. I was like, what the fudge? So let me read this to you, and then we'll go from there. Amazon Studios has officially confirmed they have the global rights to build a Warhammer 40K cinematic universe with Henry Cavill, executive producing, and starring in the major new science fiction franchise. After news broke last night about the upcoming Warhammer 40K project, Amazon Studios announced this morning that secured the global rights to the Warhammer 40K universe, allowing them to make movies, TV series, and more based on the grimdark franchise. Cavill was also confirmed as an executive producer and star of the Warhammer 40K franchise, suggesting that he'll appear in multiple Warhammer projects. On Instagram, Cavill commented about the news, saying that it had been a dream of his to see Warhammer universe in live action. Now, after 22 years of experience in this industry, I finally feel that I have the skill set and experience to guide a Warhammer cinematic universe into life. Partnering with Natalie Viscuso at Vertigo has been a blessing beyond words. Without her, we might not have found the perfect home at Amazon. And having a home like Amazon will give us the freedom to be true to the massive scope of Warhammer. To all of you Warhammer fans out there, I promise to respect this IP that we love. I promise to bring you something familiar, and I endeavor to bring you something fantastic. That is, as of yet unseen. And I'm about to play an audio. This is from Henry Cavill's, I believe, Instagram page, or maybe a Twitter page, but I'm not 100% sure. So I don't know if this will play through, but we'll see. Just his audio with like the Warhammer symbol. I don't know if that's it or if he talks the truth or with you. Yeah, it was on Instagram. And then it goes dark. That's cool. That is pretty cool. See, and it says, our first steps are to find our filmmaker, our creator, and our writer. And then he says, watch this space, my friends, for the Emperor. That's pretty cool. Now, my coworker says there's so many iterations of Warhammer. He's wondering where they will start off as. And he was like, just kept talking about how, what could Henry play that would be right for him. He kept talking about all these characters. He's like, oh, I hope he plays like the main guy. I think he said the Emperor, but I'm not sure. Comicbook.com keeps saying, the Warhammer 40K universe contains multitudes of possibilities for Amazon, as the franchise consists of countless characters, factions, and settings. While Warhammer 40K contains a nearly bottomless well of lore to tap into, Games Workshop has shown that it can also be home to a variety of stories, ranging from street-level crime dramas to epic space operas, starring undead psychic emperors and literal gods of chaos. One thing to know about Warhammer 40K's setting is that its grim darkness is satirical in nature and deliberately designed to be without a good guy. While noble characters exist, each faction is corrupt and evil in its own way, feeding into the infinite cycle of war and stagnation, in which commoners are merely chattel and resources to be expanded for the good of whatever faction they serve. No director rights have been announced for the project, which means we'll have to wait a while longer for 40K universe to come to fruition. So, yeah. I'm intrigued by this. I don't know nothing about the games, but what I see from trailers, just the action sequences and like how everything plays out, I think it's kind of cool. I think people are going to be very excited for this whole project. I already know my coworker yesterday was excited about the possibility. And we talked about it today at work. He was even more excited that it's going to happen at some point. Then him and another coworker were talking about, oh, yo, what this happens, what they do. Like, I was like, oh, damn, bro, y'all into this? Cool. Again, I don't know nothing about Warhammer. So, but Amazon has been doing actually pretty good with, like, gaming, comic style stories. Like, The Boys is phenomenal. They did the animated series of Invincible. That's another great thing. So they can go into animation, they can go into live action. No, Henry says he wants to do live action, so that's probably what they'll do first. Yeah, tell me what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on that Good Pods Podcast Network on Facebook group, you know? Tell me what you think. I think this is pretty cool. I'm intrigued by it. I'll watch it. But someone's gonna have to my coworker tried to break it down for me today. Oh, there's this, and then you gotta be this, but then you have to go do then this over here, then this over here. But then you got to say who you gotta do, how they fight, how the worlds break up, then get back, then they break up again. Like, yeah, we'll have to like sit down one day, just like literally break it down. I'm about to find a YouTube video and just like watch it of someone breaking down Warhammer. And I know there's different iterations of the games. Like, most recently, Darktide just came out, I think, on PS5 and Xbox Series 1. I mean, S. But yeah, hit me up. I'm on the twitch.tv/mellowfellowgaming. One word, no spaces. YouTube.com/MFG22. Or just search me on YouTube at MFG22, mellowfellowgaming. You know what it is. Hit me up on Facebook, Camilo Jose Feliciano. Or just Camilo Feliciano. I can't remember if I have all three names on there. But y'all know what it is. We are getting a lot of stuff next year. I feel like a lot of good stuff should be coming next year. Movie-wise. At least stuff that I'll be into. Movie-wise, gaming-wise, animation-wise, comic-wise. So, I hope you all enjoy. But I'll be back in a second. We'll talk about Kevin Conroy's, one of Kevin Conroy's last jobs he did. Be back in a second. All right, and we are back. So now we're going to talk about Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Now, this game was, I think it was last 2020's Game Awards. I think they talked about this. They brought this out. But like, it was supposed to come out this year in 2022, but then it got pushed back to 2023. I'm not sure why. But it's supposed to be in the world of the Arkham universe. What I did find out, though, was prior to his death, however long it might have been before his death, Kevin Conroy came in to voice Batman. So we will kind of get. Now, also I want to know if Suicide Squad Killer Justice League is only for PS5 and Xbox Series S. Because if it is, that's fucking annoying. Because I'm mad that Gotham Knights was only for them two new current-gen consoles. Or new-gen consoles. But I want this game. I'm excited to hear Kevin Conroy once again. In a different light. More in an evil sense, so to speak. But the new look Suicide Squad Kill Justice League was presented at the Game Awards, see? And Batman makes his return. Rocksteady Games is one of the most renowned game developers out there. Despite having only a handful of games to its name, the studio made a name for itself with the Batman Arkham trilogy, which made people take licensed video games a lot more seriously and paved the way for high-quality superhero games. However, the studio hasn't released the game since concluding that trilogy in 2015. They've been working on Suicide Squad Kill Justice League, which is the continuation of the Arkham universe. No, this shit won't work. The game was revealed in 2020, but it was intended to release this year, but it got pushed to 2023. It's been about 4 years since we last saw a game, but now we know when we can play it. Say about 2 weeks ago. Oh no, the most recent this year's Game Awards was about a week ago. I didn't do that one. They showed a trailer of Batman blowing a building up. And you hear how Batman doesn't kill unless you know he kills whoever the hell was in that building. But it says, at the Game Awards, we got a brand new look at Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. That included the release date and reveal of Batman. It's played by Kevin Conroy. Kevin passed away just a few weeks ago and was the voice of Batman for years. Many were saddened by his loss, and it wasn't clear if he would play Batman for Rocksteady ever again. As Batman essentially retired in Batman Arkham Knight. However, he's back and it looks like he'll be evil like the rest of the Justice League. It will become his final outing as Batman, which seems very fitting. It was also confirmed that Suicide Squad Kill will release in May 26th of 2023. I saw the trailer. It was really cool. I like the fact that you get to play as Captain Boomerang, King Shark, Deadshot, and Harley Quinn. That's so different. But it's fully in this iteration of the Arkham series kind of thing. Brainiac has control of the Justice League. That's why, basically, the Suicide Squad has to come in and take them all out. However, whatever means possible. And if they got to kill a few cats to do it, This game should have some epic like fighting scenes and stuff like that. And right there, we'll release Xbox Series S, PS5, and PC. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? I want to play these fucking games. Can't fucking play them because they're gonna be on the other fucking consoles. Like, what the fuck? That's bullshit. Like, straight bullshit. I want to play this fucking game. No, I'm getting mad now, but for all we know, in about 6-7 months, I might have a PS5, I might have an Xbox Series S, or X, who the fuck knows? I don't know by that time. But at this moment in time, what the fuck? I have played all the Arkham series games, except the Arkham Origins. I did not play that one, but I played all the other ones, City, Knight, Asylum was the first one, Knight was the last one. They were all phenomenal games, all evolved. Each game evolved in its own fighting style and how to, like, look for things, be a detective, and stuff like that. It was awesome. And then you got, like, Arkham Asylum. If you don't know, you just had to basically... You're basically in Arkham Asylum trying to get the Joker while he's breaking all the fucking villains out. Arkham City is basically the same thing, except the Joker dies in that one. But basically, you're in a place called Arkham City that they made just for the villains. And then Arkham Knight is basically all of Gotham. But you get to drive the car around. You have to, like, suit up the car, fix your suit, and all. It was really cool. It was really cool. If you don't know, y'all should play that. Go back, though. Start Asylum, then City, then Knight. And somewhere in there, throw in Origins. I still gotta do Origins at some point. Whenever, I don't know, but we will see. I like the fact that Kevin Conroy did one last outing as Batman. That way, I feel like people are going to take their time with this one then, just so they can hear Kevin's voice. I mean, yes, you can just watch the animated series to just get Kevin's voice in your head, but I feel people are going to take their time with this game and try to see, just hear him, just hear Kevin's voice back in it again. The fact you have to beat up the Justice League, like, what game do you know you can do that in? And no, I'm not counting MK versus DC, because technically that was a fighting game, not like a story-based game. Where can you be villains and then beat up the Justice League? I mean, if at some point, why I think it's going to happen in the game. You start with the Justice League being good people, good guys, whatever the fuck. Then, you know, Brainiac comes in, fucks everybody up. Then he controls all their minds. As you know, they all start killing people in their own way. You know, Superman with heat vision, Batman with his gadgets, Flash with his speed, Wonder Woman with her lasso, Green Lantern with his ring. But then obviously they call it Suicide Squad. Oh, you got, I need you guys to go kill Justice League. And I know they're all like, what? But I think by the end of the story of the game, again, this is just my guess, the Suicide Squad breaks the spell of Brainiac of the Justice League, and then they all team together to fight Brainiac. That's my take on it, but I could be fucking wrong. I could be so wrong. Like, really wrong. Like, really, 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 really wrong. But tell me what y'all think. Y'all know where to hit me up at. I'll repeat again at the end of this episode. I don't want to keep repeating myself, you know? Just always hit that like button, subscribe button, hit that comment, drop a comment, download the episode if you can't remember it, listen later on your break, on your lunch, on the way home from work, on the way to work, on the way to get coffee, on the way to pick up your kids, on the way to something. Just listen. Show the love. That's all we do here. We gotta show love. Love, love, love. Anyways, I'll be back. We got two more things to talk about. One is awesome. One is awesome and kind of sad, I think, in my opinion. All right. See y'all soon. One. In this part of the episode, we are talking about Ash and Pikachu going bye-bye. So technically it's officially Saturday. Yesterday morning, I guess, so to speak, if I want to put it that way, I woke up to the official Pokemon YouTube page putting out a Japanese trailer saying that in January 13th in Japan, it will be the final, I repeat, final 11 episodes of Pikachu and Ash's journey. So my assumption is the show will end on the 26th anniversary of Pokemon. Now, this just sucks. I'm just being real, bro. Like, I started watching Pokemon on the first episode in 1997. I know I'm not the only one out there. I know I'm not. It's kind of hit or miss when you've been watching something consistently for so long. Now, I'll be real. I didn't play all the games. I played up to Gold and Silver. And then I kind of fell out of it. I mean, I kept in touch with most Pokemon. And I watched it here and there. Really, gaming wise, I really got back to it when they did Let's Go for the Nintendo Switch. And then, like, obviously, Sword and Shield and, like, the new one, Scarlet and Violet, and then Arceus. But I definitely missed, gaming wise, that big chunk of, you know, all the colors, black, white, emerald, ruby, sapphire, sun, moon, and then all the other iterations of the whole situation. Why is this not working? Ooh. I'm so sorry, I keep fucking burping. Sorry, I'm trying to... Oh, freaking Jesus. I'm trying to get all my info correct. That's why I keep pulling up here. Yeah, dude. Like, the fact that... I mean, I don't think they're going to fully disappear. But I think they'll definitely be thrown way into the background. Because we're all supposed to get two new characters to take on the next generation of take Pokemon to the next generation, so to speak. So, but question, does that mean Team Rocket goes with him too? And we get a new, like, because it's Team Star now. I know that much. But are we getting a new iteration of Team Rocket, now known as Team Star? That's what I want to know. The fact, if y'all don't know, Ash actually officially won his first ever tournament in the series Pokemon Journeys. in Japan a few weeks back. I think just before Thanksgiving, he won his first ever. Yes, he won the whole Alola, but that was the first time doing it. So I feel like he won it, but it didn't count like it should have count. But I'm just going to read this from comicbook.com. And then, yeah, we'll just keep talking about it. So the time has finally come for us anime fans to say goodbye to Ash Ketchum and Pikachu. With Pokemon Journeys bringing its season to an end and the anime's return looking to focus on two new trainers. With Ash achieving his dream of becoming a world champion, many fans believe that he would continue as the anime star at the top of Food Chain. I thought so too. I thought they were going to like, he's be the top now, like everybody wants to face him now. Now everybody has, and then he goes back to all the old places where he lost and starts knocking people out. I wish that was the way it would happen. But we're staggered by the revelation that both Trainer and his trusty Pikachu were bidding the television series a fond farewell. Understandably, fans were shocked and amazed at the fact that the longtime Trainer, who was introduced in the late 1990s, would be leaving the anime behind. Luckily, fans will have a few more episodes to follow along with Ash and Pikachu, as 11 additional episodes will give viewers the final journey between these two fast friends. With two new protagonists, Liko and Roy, set to be the new stars of this television series, Pokemon Journeys will end, and the new region introducing Pokemon Scarlet and Violet will be explored when Ash's story comes to a close. So basically what you're saying is, Ash will not be in the Paldea region. It will stop, the new series will start in Paldea. Ash will probably enter Paldea, and then probably probably brought up, oh, this new region, there's a region over here called Paldea. Da-da-da-da. We should go check it out. And he's like, you know what? I think I'm ready to go home. Kind of thing. That's my guess. And the Pokemon's official Twitter says, an all-new Pokemon series has been announced. Doing two new characters and three Paldea starter Pokemon as they adventure through the Pokemon world. Plus, commemorate Ash's journey with special episodes, concluding Pokemon Ultimate Journeys of the series. Coming soon in 2023. And then you get a picture, you get a quick shot of the two trainers. Actually, they look good, but the female trainer, if y'all know how Ash always had like the like different shaped L's on his hats for the last 25 years, the girl has like a L-shaped pin, exactly like Ash used to have. So what if, again, what if they fast forward, let's say, he's 10. Let's say 15 years. No. Because this girl looks like she's 10. So Ash would have to be 20 to have her. And then 10 years later, we have to be 30. Let's say Ash is 30 and the new, let's say they bring Ash back for the new series just to be a dad, and this new girl, and there's a boy too, so I don't know if that's her friend or her brother or cousins or somebody that they know each other of. What if this female protagonist is Ash's daughter? Like, it's crazy that I was 10 years old when Ash started. And later when he ends, I'll be 36. Can you believe it? That's crazy, dude. When he ends, I'll be 36. The fact they never made Ash grow up is even funnier. There's always jokes about, oh, Ash's never going to grow up. What the hell? Who cares if he didn't grow up? That's what made the show fun. Me and my daughter love watching this show together. My daughter loves Pokemon. When I told her that Ash and Pikachu are going bye-bye, she almost cried. So like, they can't. They are the show. And like, she was all sad. So it is really hard to believe that. Like, it had to happen at some point. I just wish I was dead when it happened. I mean, damn, dude, like, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. Like, it's just like catching me weird. Really loud thinking about it. It's crazy. But do we know? But I also wonder, do we know anything else about the two new characters? Like, who are they specifically? Where do they come from? Also, they come from the Paldea region. Duh. But like, is Ash they daddy? Or a daddy? See, so Liko is the female protagonist. And it says right here in this article I'm about to read, fans were quick to point out that Liko seems to have some suspicious similarities to Ash. Not only do they have the same hair color and a few short curls that resemble Ash's hair spikes, she also wears a hairpin shaped like the iconic L, like I said, on Ash's first Pokemon League cap. Well, Ash has brown eyes. What upon that Liko has blue eyes, just like Serena? Oh! That's going to be their kid. Bet. That's going to be their kid. Bet. No other details were given about the new series on that it will kick off in April. Oh, I was wrong. I thought it was June. At the conclusion of Ultimate Journeys in Japan. Fans will also have a few more months to follow Ash on the last leg of his journey before they watch a new generation take their first steps into the franchise. Dude, like... No more Pikachu. Pikachu, okay, he's not dead. But I'm trying to think. See, after reading that whole the eye color stuff, what if it's Serena and Ash's children? What about the kid? The kid has blue eyes, though. Kind of. I need to find out what the fuck's. It's bad that I can't remember what Serena looks like. Yes, I'm typing. Yes, I am typing. I can't remember what Serena looks like again. Okay, maybe not because Serena has blonde hair. But the hair color of the boy is the same hair color. Because we've also seen Serena evolve as a character as well. As Serena's bow and hats. Almost like, yeah, literally the same color as fucking her clothes. So, what if? I don't know. But it's the fact that they're actually ending this show after 25 fucking years. Well, tell me, oh, my guess is the show will end like mid-March in Japan. Now, whenever it gets to the U.S., who knows? But I can't wait to just watch it and just say goodbye. Goodbye, my friend. Maybe next episode we can do Ash's Greatest Pokemon. Me and my daughter. My daughter likes to talk about this stuff. But, yeah. Tell me what y'all think. What's up? It's crazy. This whole episode... This is probably one of my longest episodes I've ever done. Because there was so much this week. So much stuff came out this week, people. Like, god damn. It's ridiculous. But, I'm excited. Hope y'all excited. Let's get this party started. Once again, always and forever, twitch.tv/MetalFellowGaming, one word, no spaces, youtube.com/MFG22, or search the search bar, MFG22. You see a picture of a rhino with MetalFellow Gaming on it, blue, black and blue, or black and yellow, that is me. You know what it be. Or hit me up on the Good Pod podcast group on Facebook, please. That's where you can find me. Or on the actual app, it's website, Apple website. Hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit the comments. Tell me what you love, didn't love. Everything is appreciated. Always and forever. Peace and one love.